So we're moving to point number C, results of living without spiritual discernment. The first point, again, you continue in infancy, shallow and unstable believer. And this is a condition. Can a believer stay like that until Jesus comes back? And the most people that causes trouble to the church are those ones. They want to stay shallow in their walk with the Lord, and they are 20, 30 years old in the Lord. So most of those people are causing burdens to the pastor, to the church. So what should we do with them? Ask him, don't ask me. The second result, exposed to deception. And this is really, it's happening. So many frauds are taking place. Like a friend of mine, he got an email saying to him, there's somebody died and left you like, I don't know, $500,000. Can you send us your name, your account number, and so forth? And can you just pay from your side the processing fees? And he did it. He lost a lot of money trying to collect from Nigeria somewhere. Their cultic belief, and there is cultic behavior. Whenever you overemphasize something, it gets radical, goes to the extreme. That's why discernment is an issue of balance, bringing balance into the situation. Becoming spiritual casualties. We helped so many people, so many churches. They came out from deception. I helped 3 churches in back home in Israel because the leader got deceived. And they didn't know what to do. And they stayed with him for a number of years with deception. And now they're discovering the truth and they're coming to us, how you should do with them. What do you do with these people? Need to pray for cleansing and separation and undo things and put new foundation again. It's a hard work. Took me with a church, a major church, a big church, got into wrong teaching, deception. Took me 8 years to cleanse the wrong teaching there. I thought it's going to be like a few months in the beginning. I said, no. It takes a long time to cleanse deception. So results of spiritual weakness, poor judgment. We can embrace bondages. We can embrace false things. What about emotional attachments? It can, if you don't have discernment, emotional attachments can hurt you and can hinder the plan of God. Conflict and struggle in spiritual walk. That's what I shared yesterday, ungodly belief in our minds. Most of it lies, most of it things that the devil planted those seeds in our minds, and it dictates our lives, and we act upon them. So we have to be cleansed again and replace those ungodly belief with what the Word of God is saying. Now, how to grow in discernment? Again, another one, pursue spiritual maturity. There is no way you can discern without being mature. We have to grow. We have to study the Word, to be in His presence, to go deeper in our relationship with the Lord. Now pursue relationship with God, with the Holy Spirit. After the resurrection, there were two of the disciples, not the 12, other disciples. They left Jerusalem discouraged, confused. We call them disciples, Emmaus disciples. They're going Sunday morning. They're going back to their village. 7 miles, how many hours you need to walk 7 miles? Anybody knows how many hours? You need minimum 2-3 hours. So Jesus walked with them 3 hours explaining to them the scripture. But I want you to see this is a good to understand here. The Bible says that their eyes were restrained. Or God did it. He closed their eyes in order not to know Him. Who did that? God. Close their eyes. They have a slow faith, a slow understanding. They're just dragging them. Slow in hearing, slow. So what happened is that God closed their natural eyes so they could not see Jesus. Now, then after hours, they asked Him to come home, and at the breaking of the bread, their eyes were open and they knew Him. And what happened? He took off. He left them, right? He disappeared. So from this story, we understand that why God closed their eyes, because He doesn't want them to know Jesus after the flesh. He doesn't want them to know Him after the flesh. Oh, I know you now. He closed their natural eyes because He doesn't want them to know Jesus after the flesh. And open their eyes to see Jesus after the Spirit. Now, we have now come to something we clash in our walk with God. We want God to give us ability to discern after the flesh. I want my flesh to discern. God says no. Discernment is only in the realm of the Spirit. Anybody says amen? So it's a spirit thing. That's why you come to the Lord. Can you write on the wall what you want from me? Can you give me a clear sign? Can you give me, God says you need after the flesh. And sometimes God does it to you, but just He wants to make you happy. But discernment is after the Spirit. If you are a spiritual man, you know everything because you have the mind of Christ. You can discern. They know Him. They knew Him. So what I'm saying, pursue relationship with God, pursue fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Why? Because that's where the hub of discernment. That's where you can get your discernment after the Spirit. We can discern after the flesh. That's a common sense. We call it common sense. We can feel, touch, smell, all of this, 5 senses. Spiritual discernment, the Holy Spirit is involved. That's why pursue fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Pursue close relationship with the Lord, with the Word of God, with the Lord. And you will discover, once you start getting hold of spiritual discernment, what happened? Your anointing is increased and your authority in the Lord is increased. And I tell you, this year, 2017, is a year of confrontation and discernment. This is a tough year. But God is really raising up his people with deeper, with greater authority than ever before. Now, we know that the Word of God is powerful. The Word of God is powerful. And for the Word of God is alive and active, sharper than a double-edged sword. It penetrates even to divide soul and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Not any word. If you read the newspaper, nothing happens to you. But if you read the Word of God, the Word of God goes into the heart issues, has authority over my life. Now, when I say, Lord, I want to discern, I want to have ability to discern in the Spirit. Now, discernment is always connected to His perfect will for your life. That's why doing His will, obeying His will, discernment has to do with His perfect will for your life. Discernment is really connected to faith. You need to operate in faith to discern. That's why Emmaus' disciples, they lacked faith. Their discernment, they had no discernment at all. I mean, they were confused. They lacked faith there. So discernment is connected to exercising faith in your life. Now, discernment is also connected to a life of prayer. You need to pray. Don't get excited more than prayer. You really need to pray. Somebody tell me, what should I do? I did all of this. I did this. I did that. I prayed. I said, you know what's my counsel for them? Pray more. Just pray more. It's a boring answer, but that's the answer. You have to shower every decision, every place that requires that. You need to shower it with a lot of prayer, and you will understand. Many nations, they invite me to go to, and some nations that for the first time going, leaders I never met, country I never been. And I ask them, what do you need me to teach? They say, come, whatever the Lord puts on your heart, teach us. So I didn't know. I pray, Lord, I have 50 sessions to teach this trip. You know, what should I teach? So I seek the mind of the Lord. What happened is He gives me the first subject, just a hint on one direction. So I'm ready for that, but I don't know the next session what's going to happen. So I go there. Once I teach the first session, the Lord releases the second. And I go to sleep that night, and in the morning at 8 o'clock, we have the conference, second day. I go to sleep not knowing what I'm going to teach the next morning. But in early morning, what happened? We have a good download from the Holy Spirit. And I tell you, I've been doing this for the last 16 years. Never one time the Holy Spirit put me to shame. He was always there. I said, I just surrender, Lord. I have my notes. I have my everything I have with me. But which direction to go? That's faith. He will give you the discernment, what is really needed. And after the meeting, the pastors come. How did you know this is what we need? I didn't know. He knows. So that ability to discern, so discernment is connected to his perfect will, connected to faith, connected to prayer, connected also to a fourth one, pure motives before the Lord. Pure. Now, let's move to benefits of spiritual discernment, and we'll close. I know lunch is going to be 12:10. Let's roll here. Benefits of spiritual discernment, making decisions that honor God. This is the fulfillment of your heart, not just the fulfillment of God's heart. Look at me for 1 second. I tell you, it's easy to please him. It's easy to please him. He's easily pleased. That's the heart of God, heart of a father. But it's not easy to satisfy his heart. A big difference. In order to satisfy his heart, discernment is needed. When you discern and make decision that honors him, that's satisfying to God's heart. Living in the truth of the Word of God, that's where freedom, boldness, awareness, fulfillment, again, maintaining purity. Because of discernment. Paul said, all things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful. All things are lawful to me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Now, protection of our lives, churches, and ministries. That's where maintaining balance in your life in the church. It's like Elijah. Elijah was on the Mount of Carmel. He was a giant. He was against 850 sorcerers. He was alone. He called fire, burned the offering. What happened the next day? He lost discernment. What happened? Jezebel threatened him to kill him. He ran for his life. He said, Lord, I am the only guy left for you. There was no believers on the earth, on the face of the planet. God says, I need to cleanse you. You lost discernment. I left 7,000. They never bowed any knee to bow. He said, take my life. He lost it. He lost discernment. Why? Because he was so exhausted physically. He was so exhausted even emotionally, spiritually. He was exhausted. You know, if I was Elijah at that time, I will take vacation after that. I mean, bringing fire, bringing rain, and what else? So you need to understand when to stop and when to exit. Because you're so vulnerable to attacks, you know. So just exhaustion can cause you to lose discernment. Emotional, physical, spiritual, I'm drained. Now, effectiveness in ministry, and we all know, discernment makes you powerful minister. Fullness of wisdom. What about the correct use of spiritual discernment? Let's talk about this quickly. What is the correct use of spiritual discernment? Is it just because I want to show off my spirituality? Or I want to just display my ability to discern? The correct use of of discernment is the issue of clarification of both positive and negative. What God is doing. So many times we want to discern what the devil is using, is working. No, you don't need to do that. Don't focus on what the devil is doing. Focus on what God is doing. Don't chase after the devil. He should be running from you. Now, for expression of genuine desire to know and do the will of God. That's discernment. Lord, I really want to do your will. I desire to do your will. The expression of sincere concern and care for others. Why do you exercise discernment for my life and I also help others? I can help my people. What about for clarification of issues by the Holy Spirit? And we explained that. God will give you a revelation. He's not giving you questions or to question things or to doubt things. He always gives you that clarity. To motivate us, to release in us, when we discern, there is love is released, hope is released, and faith, more faith is released. Now, point number six, this is what I would like to focus here. Gift of discernment or ability to discern or spiritual discernment in our life, it's not given so we can have attitude of criticism. Oh, I know where you come from. It's not you come to the meeting, oh, you have like, I can discern. This is wrong. This is right. This is not the discernment. It's not for issue to make you a critical. It's not for accusation. That's not the purpose. That's the devil. It's not for judgment. Don't judge, so you will not be judged. In the measure that you judge, the same measure God will judge you. It's not for judgment. We need to be careful because discernment can easily drift you there. Because you have the knowing, you understand the spiritual things. It's easy. If you have some wrong feeling about somebody, you easily can criticize or accuse or judge the person. It's not for suspicion. What about superiority? Oh, we're the core here that knows what the Lord is doing. You're still on the shelf there. We are the spiritual people here. We are. It's not a manifestation of insecurity in your life. Because you're insecure, you go into trying to be prophetic or discerning. You're too quiet. I know why you're too quiet. What about if you discern, oh, get out from among them, isolation. That's not the purpose. What about spying? Spying, you have a spiritual binocular. I know you really have trouble in your home. I know what's the situation. Let me pray for you, and you put the needs on the Facebook for 25 people to know what was going on. And you call it discernment and prayer. Now, I put some exercise there so you can discern between judgment and discernment. You can distinguish, let's use another word. Now, judgment says passing judgment from a distance. That guy. That's judgment. But discernment, clarifying of issues through close relationship. Let's sink. Let it sink. Let's exercise two. Passing judgment based on outward appearance. Discernment is clarification through the Holy Spirit. Number four, passing, or number three, passing judgment with the purpose of exposing others. So I will look more spiritual. I look more refined or more, you know, I'm in the leadership here. Now, distinguishing the truth under the protective covering of love. Amen? This is good stuff, not because I wrote that. This is the Lord. He's teaching us. Passing judgment without first evaluating ourselves. Discerning of issues in the light of self-examination. When God gives you discernment first, you start with yourself. Lord, I really need fixing in that area. I'm not, you know, you look at yourself. I need to put my life in order. Now, this discernment of issues of the light of self-examination. Number five, passing judgment based on rejection of others. If discernment causes you to isolate, reject, or, you know, you want to be in the elite group of believers, that's not discernment. Discernment based on acceptance. That's the heart. God gave you a heart to help your brother, your sister. Number six, passing judgment without offering solution or help. Just want to give information. Discernment that reaches out to others to help. You're going to pay the price tag to help him. What about seven, passing judgment without bearing responsibility of prayer? Discernment is you are willing to really spend hours to pray for somebody. God released a discernment into your heart. I hope that this teaching has brought some understanding and awareness. And we're going to just close in prayer our time. I would like you to stand, and I want to pray for you. Hallelujah. Can we just raise our hands? Thank you, Father. Lord, we just want to thank you for the Holy Spirit. You have given us the Holy Spirit to establish in our hearts spiritual awareness, the knowing through the Holy Spirit. Lord, I just pray for your blessing to be released over every person in this room. Lord, that we will discern in the time that is coming. Lord, we understand where to go, which direction to go. Lord, free us completely so we can understand and discern after the Spirit. Bless every heart, Lord. Strengthen this church. Strengthen the future, Lord, that you are bringing to this church that will be a, a, a center, Lord, that your presence, your glory will be manifested. Father, I just ask you to keep us true. Keep us faithful to you, Lord. And help us above all that we will hit the target. We will hit the market, the mark, and Lord, we will satisfy your heart. Release that discernment in our hearts, Lord, that awareness. Thank you because you reveal your secrets to your friends. We are your friends, Lord. Bring us to that place. You can trust us with revelation and spiritual understanding. Bless our time, the rest of this day, Lord. Bless the food. Bless our fellowship. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.